2018 Q's CEO Executive Team Network Gathering here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. I came across this fine gentleman, Mr. David Tompkins from Leo Cybersecurity. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good.
How are you today?
Doing all right. How's the? We're kind of in the closing moments of the conference, and so how are things going?
I think it's been really pretty interesting. The title of the conference was Cybersecurity and Fraud, but it seemed to be a really pretty forward-leaning. The topic seemed to be very forward-leaning, mm-hmm. and then a guy in there talking about how the world's getting ruled by algorithms and some of the dangers of what that is, mm-hmm. Or really some of the limitations of it, and you know, and then that sort of spun into privacy. Oh, there's so much data, and I actually. Usually cybersecurity, and forgiving cybersecurity is my background.
Right.
I don't learn that much at a conference, but I got to learn quite a bit about some interesting, really forward-leaning topics. So it was great.
Yeah, this is par for the course for this conference.
So, is that right?
Yeah, they have really good speakers, great content.
Yeah.
Always very timely type stuff. So
right.
You're in the right place.
Well, good.
In the right place.
Yeah, one of the things they touched on that I think you're going to be hearing more and more about is privacy. It was discussed in this conference as... It was in kind of an education or just the definition of privacy started to change.
Mm-hmm.
And but one of the things I think credit unions really need to be mindful of, and my observation has been that they haven't yet had to deal with some of the privacy concerns or what's happening from a regulatory compliance.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a ton of state laws right now that are mimicking the GDPR, basically, you know, privacy laws. That were put into place in May of this year.
Mm-hmm.
California just adopted a very, very similar type of law,
mm-hmm.
and this stuff is happening very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
The work we do in credit unions is what they're not quite ready for, and the reason for it is you have your data is everywhere, and in order to do privacy, you need to know where that data is.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to control it. You need to be able to answer
mm-hmm.
to regulators on where it is. And so I think in the next probably 12 to 18 months, you're going to see a big concerted effort being in some ways forced on the credit union space,
mm-hmm.
really all industry.
Right.
But in the credit union space, in particular, just given their financial institutions, they're always going to be the first ones or one of the first ones hit with regulation.
Right.
This is going to have a serious impact on, frankly, where their budgetary dollars are going to need to go in the next
mm-hmm.
probably 18, 24 months.
Yeah, I think this is something, because we're all kind of getting excited and giddy over AI and machine learning and how we're going to be able to use the data to really personalize the member,
that
relationship. So we're all excited about that, but... I think what's getting overlooked is the privacy issue here.
They need to be the custodians of the data.
Exactly.
And we have not had to do that in the past. Like
mm-hmm.
data has just sprawled. It's everywhere. People don't even know that their providers have their data. They really don't
it's
even
everywhere.
Know where
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I say the difficulty of getting their arms around this is going to be a more prohibitive task than a lot of people
mm-hmm.
Realize. NCUA has been talking about data classification for several years now
mm-hmm.
and giving some red ink to, you know, some credit unions on their not having good data classification.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity to, one, address that, because data classification, the good news is on the classification side, it's a lot easier than it used to be, or easier to some
mm-hmm.
degree.
Mm-hmm.
But this all sort of dovetails together is, again, just being better custodians of their data.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the wake-up calls that I think a lot of people don't quite realize is, like, where is that data? And maybe somebody says, well, we have it in a server that or our core or something like that. What they don't realize is they've got all these people that are sending them data, which by default means that data is coming from those providers. They're sending members doing whatever it is, getting loans, getting
any type of transaction.
Any transaction. And so they now, by default, because they are receiving that data, become
mm-hmm.
liable,
mm-hmm.
you know, as the custodian. So it's a topic that, you know, I don't want to necessarily say everybody needs to jump and start solving for today, but
mm-hmm.
they need to start thinking.
Yeah, I think it's really important.
Yeah.
Really important now. And I keep saying 2019 is going to be quite a pivotal year, because, I mean, blockchain, it's going to be the rise of blockchain.
Yeah.
That's going to become a reality, not just kind of a science fiction thing right now. It's a reality.
Right. Yeah.
And that has a lot to do with the privacy issues. As well.
It does.
So,
yeah.
Oh my god!
All the emerging tech, though, in our space, and we start talking about these are completely new types of technologies. And any time in my business in security, when you go move into a new field of technology, I'll use cloud. Cloud has exploded in the last, you know, 3, 4, or 5 years, mm-hmm. and really exploded now where, yeah. you know, the internal infrastructure is kind of going away mm-hmm. for many businesses. Is we had to learn a completely new skill set on how to do security in a different land, if mm-hmm. you will.
Yeah.
And the same thing is going to happen with AI. The same thing is going to happen with blockchain. All these new applications, all the fintech stuff, all the automation, you know, automated tellers, all of that stuff. Those are all new platforms that require a new level of education that, frankly, is barely just getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what we usually say about security is in the completely digitized world where every company is a technology company. I don't care if you're a lumber company, they're a tech company.
Yeah.
And is that that security needs a seat at the table. Now, you got to be careful of that because security guys, a lot of guys, oh, we can't do this. It's going to be horrible, terrible, awful.
Yeah.
And the reality is that's where you also need a newer breed of security people that can come in and actually support the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the business doesn't have to do security. Security's job is to present risk to the business and the business then make decisions.
Right.
It's not an IT problem. We're still in that land of where people keep this as our tech guys are dealing with that thing, you know, and mm-hmm. it just really isn't. And that's just because every company's becoming completely, everything you do is interconnected, the digitization yep. of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so security is really nothing more than it needs to be a business unit inside of your organization that plays a pivotal role mm-hmm. in your strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And not just IT guys saying, you know, the sky's falling if we don't buy this technology.
Right. Is the more digital we go, the more security we have to go as well.
Mindfulness around it.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
And you know, we're also living in an era where decision makers are typically not tech savvy people because mm-hmm. they're, you know, 45 plus years
yeah.
old.
Yeah.
And so that gap is a problem, right? Because, you know, I talked about this in my earlier session is that you still have a major gap between technical teams because they are obviously intimately involved in the discussion around it's not just security, it's tech and security.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a gap between where you have business people that can straddle both of those fences and really understand what the tech guys are trying to do, help them drive the correct requirements,
mm-hmm.
and then go represent that in a completely different vocabulary to mm-hmm. the business.
Mm-hmm.
We're still living in a land where that is a big problem.
Yeah.
And you know, the companies that have gotten in front of that are innovators and leaders that are actually, you know, starting to, you know, basically rise above their
mm-hmm.
peers
mm-hmm.
because, again, we are all technology companies. So if that, in fact, is the case, then the liaison between the business and the tech side
mm-hmm.
becomes a critical
mm-hmm.
aspect of any company.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you get a credit union, for lack of a better term, excited about privacy? Because there may be a lot of credit unions out there. Still a lot of credit unions out there that are sitting on the fence about going digital or starting their digital transformation. They're going to get there at some point, but there's still a bunch sitting on the fences, whether it's a resource problem or a motivation problem or anything like that. How do you get them excited about the security aspect, the security and the privacy aspect?
I don't know if I can get excited about privacy, but I can get excited about security.
Well, maybe I'm choosing the wrong word.
Yeah.
Get them motivated about
to stay
out of the headlines.
One of the things we're doing with credit unions, and this again is why I love the credit union space, is that whole, you know, mission that they're on, is that there's an element of security that they can not only drive their internal security, but drive the awareness and education of their members.
Mm-hmm.
That
and your resources.
Yeah, that, well, and frankly, and that can be actually a differentiation, right, for
mm-hmm.
them
mm-hmm.
to really, it's an opportunity to show themselves they care. We're doing something with one of our credit unions now where we're having the CEO put together a little 20-second video that we embed in an email.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just as a service that they can do as a courtesy to their members.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hey, security important. Your security is really important to us. Hey, you know, we care about our members. There's a few links in here that say, here's the 3 or 4 things that you need to do. That,
yeah.
frankly, people are aware of maybe 2 of those,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
there's a couple that people aren't doing. So I think it's a way for member retention.
I agree.
And really an organization that's going to embrace that, they probably better embrace it on the internal side of their organization too.
Completely.
Yeah, and you know, and again, it's just it's a part of life today. I jokingly always say I've been doing this for 20 years. And, you know, years ago, it was really hard to get anybody to care about security. The problem today is a little different. No, people used to flat out answer, you know, over a decade ago, we don't care about security, right? Now, no one answers that, but what I follow up with is, well, tell me what you know about it. So I see a lot of executives, they say, hey, we care about security. And I'm like, all right, well, tell me about the problem that you just said you care about.
Yeah,
And there's a limited understanding,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it's hard to make a good decision.
Right.
You know, and again, it's that mindset of it's an IT.
Mm-hmm.
And IT is sort of this black box where, you know, people, executives, there's just such a disconnect between, again, the languages that they use. And,
yeah.
and that to me, that's one of, if not the biggest problems today. And in really most businesses who continue to view IT as those tech guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they are those tech guys, but you need to put some people in between them.
Of course.
Right?
It's an enterprise-wide thing now.
It really is, yeah. But it's still baffling to me how IT gets viewed as facilities and maintenance. And you know, they are a different breed of people, for sure, than mm-hmm. your typical, you know, business-minded executives, mm-hmm. senior leaders. But you got to put somebody in between that actually can message back up to the business. So
a translator.
It's kind of like a translator, yes. Yes, it's kind of like that. It really is. I mean, we do this for organizations where we provide some of that leadership, and it's almost they take the Chinese, Mandarin Chinese, mm-hmm. and they turn around, and this guy thinks he's completely, you know, bastardized his message, but all he's doing is talking about it in English to
right.
these people, and
right.
it just sounds different.
Right.
So it's a huge need in the industry
yeah,
today.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I think 2019, again, is going to be a pivotal year for all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, where can we find out more about Leo Cybersecurity?
Yeah, you go to Leo, it's L-E-O, mm-hmm. Cybersecurity.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Our business is, you know, about 90% purely focused on credit unions,
mm-hmm.
loving being involved in the space.
Awesome.
Cues has been a great sponsor,
yep,
and just really excited about it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.